Hello?
Yes, hello, sir. Good evening. My name is Oscar. I'm with National Opinion Surveys. We are conducting an opinion survey about issues facing your community and the nation, and your individual answers are strictly confidential. Am I speaking with Alan?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we'll make this as quickly as possible, and we really appreciate your time. Is it okay?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm good.
Thank you, sir. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
I'm sorry?
No.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. And let's see. Alan, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote or probably vote or 50-50 or will not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. And just for statistical purposes, what is your age, please?
I'm 58.
Perfect. Thank you, sir. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, please?
American.
I'm sorry?
American.
Okay. The options I have is white Caucasian, black African American, Hispanic Latino, Asian, Native American American Indian, mixed including Hispanic or Latino. Any of those options?
White will work.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied or dissatisfied or very dissatisfied in which the direction in the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so, okay? Here's the first one.
Okay.
Black Lives Matter, or BLM, on a scale from 0 to 100.
Murder, 0.
Okay, thank you. And how about Donald Trump, on a scale from 0 to 100?
60.
Okay, thank you. And how about your local school board, on a scale from 0 to 100?
I don't know any of them.
You don't know?
And my kids don't go to school. Yeah, my kids don't go to school, so I don't.
All right. No worries, sir. How about the next one? Joe Biden.
0.
All right. Thank you. How about public school teachers on a scale from 0 to 100?
Yeah. 70. And they got a hard job, but sometimes they bring it on themselves.
Okay. Thank you. Now, you said 70. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. Alan, how about public charter schools? On a scale from 0 to 100, how will you rate them?
I mean, 70. They have every right to exist, just like public schools.
All right. Thank you. And how about public schools? On a scale from 0 to 100?
70.
All right. Thank you. And how about the American Federation or Teachers or AFT?
Is that a union?
The American Federation of Teachers or AFT? It's an organization.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
If it's the teacher union, it's 0.
0? Okay.
They've done more damage than good.
All right. No worry. Thank you, sir. And the last one on this, critical race theory, or CRT, on a scale from 0 to
0.
100? 0. All right. Thank
0.
You. No, thank you, sir. Now, next question. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Would you rate them excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I don't know. I don't have any kids that go to public school here. They're all grown. And I don't know anybody in our neighborhood that has kids that go to public school. So I can't answer that one fairly.
Okay, that's fine. No worries. Man, how about the next one? Would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
Same as the last one. I don't know anybody that's going to the public schools here.
Okay. All right. No worries. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Alan. Don't worry. The next question. How important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it is very important for public schools to prepare students, a 5 means that it is somewhat important for public schools to prepare students, and a 0 means that it is not important at all for public schools to prepare students regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Here's the first one. be ready for higher education like college? On a scale from 0 to 10, how important do you think it is?
5. Not everybody needs to go to college. Trade schools are just as good.
All right. Thank you. And how about the next one? Develop social skills on a scale from 0 to 10. How important?
I give it a 7.
7?
It really depends on what skills we're going to develop, but 7.
All right. Thank you, sir. And how about the next one? Grasp. Thank you, sir. You're fine. It says, grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math. How important do you think that
10.
Is? 10. All right. Thank you.
10.
Thank you. And how about develop critical thinking skills? On a scale from 0 to 10, how important?
10.
All right. Thank you. And how about understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world? On a scale from 0 to 10, how important?
5. That's one more thing teachers don't need to be worried about.
All right. Thank you. And Alan, the last one on this, compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market on a scale from 0 to 10.
Now, this is what public schools should be doing?
Right. How important do you think it is for them to teach that or get them prepared for it? Get the kids prepared for it on a scale from 0 to 10?
That's 6.
I'm sorry, you said 6? All right, thank you. Alan,
six.
The next question.
It would just depend on me.
All right,
there's
Alan.
There's a lot of devils in the details in these questions.
Okay, I understand. Thank you so much for your opinion, okay? And the thing is, I just have to read everything just how it is. I cannot, you know, go outside of that, all right? Thank you.
The next one.
Would you say that your state spends not enough or too much or just about the right amount on public schools education?
This is Texas. It just depends on where you live. So I have not a clue.
Not sure? Okay. No worries.
Yeah, because I'm sure Houston school districts get more money than a rural school district. So I guess it depends.
Oh, okay.
There's no way to objectively judge that without looking at everybody's books.
I understood, and thank you for letting me know that. The next question, have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years? Yes or no?
No. No.
All right. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? Have you read a lot, a little, or nothing at all, or heard about it?
A lot.
A lot? All right, thank you. And as you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics? Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Disagree? Would you
disagree.
Say
disagree?
Thank you. Would you say you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat.
Somewhat? All right, thank you. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Okay, thank you. Now, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. The first one, teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
I somewhat agree with that statement. Depends on what's being taught and how it's being taught.
All right. Thank you, Alan. And the next one, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree on that statement?
Somewhat disagree. That's what school boards are for, PTA associations and parent-teachers conference.
Okay. Understood.
Never trust a bureaucrat.
I understood. Thank you, sir. And the last one on this, Alan, public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. How do you agree with that?
I don't agree with that, and it really depends on how it's being taught. If it's being taught like all white people are devils, it's their fault, I don't agree with that teaching method. So
Understood.
It would depend on how it's taught.
No, thank you. Now you say you disagree. Would you say you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree with it?
Somewhat. I said, it depends on how it's being. Depends on how it's being taught.
Okay.
If everything's the white man's fault, I don't agree with that.
Thank you, sir. You're fine. Thank you. Thank you for your opinion. And the next one. Now I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools for each. Please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. Here's the first one. Adding armed security guards to patrol all K-12 public schools. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support, thank you. And how about removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics? Would you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it?
I would somewhat support. I mean, I don't need a third grader reading Penthouse Letters.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Thank you. And how about the next one? Increasing teacher pay. Would you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it?
I would somewhat support it as long as my property tax doesn't keep going up.
Somewhat supported? Okay, thank you. And the next one, raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements. Would you say you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose that?
I somewhat support. I'd like to see what the plan is.
All right, thank you. And the last one on this, teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation. Would you say you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it?
Somewhat support it, as long as it's accurate.
All right, thank you. And the next question, Alan. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K-12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contribution and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum? Do you support it?
If it's just the way you read it, I would oppose it.
Okay.
If you can integrate it into the history curriculum, that would be one thing. But if it's a standalone set, I'm against that.
Okay. I understood. Now, would you say you somewhat oppose it or strongly oppose it then?
Currently, as you read it, I would strongly oppose it.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And next, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, a 5 means it is a somewhat convincing argument, and a 0 means it is not at all convincing argument. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Here's the first one. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. This attempt to rewrite history not only diminishes the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. On a scale from 0 to 10, how convincing is that statement for you?
6.
A 6? All right, thank you. And how about the next one? Working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. And students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges and employers value. On a scale from 0 to 10, how convincing is that statement for you?
6. It's not very convincing. I've worked for corporations that have gone diversity heavy. No one gets along, nothing gets done, and the company went bankrupt.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right. And you said a 6, right, on that? Thank you, sir.
Yeah, actually, I probably should give it a 4.
What do you want? You want me to change it? It's up to you.
Yeah, change it to 4.
Change it to a 4? It's your opinion, okay?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Let's see here. Next question. Now, we don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents and certainly not politicians. On a scale from 0 to 10, how convincing is that statement for you?
0. Parents have more rights than teachers. 0.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And the next question. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. The first one, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. On a scale, do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
Somewhat disagree with it still.
Somewhat disagree. Okay. And the last one is Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Still somewhat agree.
All right, thank you. And switching gears a little bit, the last few questions, just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a bachelor's.
Bachelor's? All right, thank you. And which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed or retired, disabled or unemployed or student or homemaker?
I'm employed.
All right, thank you. And are you married or unmarried with a partner or single or separate, divorced or widow?
I'm married.
All right, thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Something else.
Something else? All right, thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No? All right, thank you. And although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years? Yes or no?
What, honey? No.
No? All right, thank you.
No.
And do you have a child who attended a charter school, a private school, or homeschool in the last 10 years? Yes or no?
No.
Okay,
no.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal or somewhat liberal or moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Depends on the issue. I guess I would be a moderate.
Moderate? All right, thank you.
Yeah.
And how often?
It's an issue by issue thing.
No worries, sir. I understand. Thank you. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more, or every week, or once or twice a month, or several times a year, or hardly ever, or never?
Hardly ever.
Hardly ever? Thank you. And for each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you or personally or someone in your household. Is a born again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian? Does it apply to you, someone in your household, or does not apply?
It applies to me.
Applies to you? Okay, thank you. And the last one, is an educator, such as a teacher, professor, or a classroom aide, does it apply to you, someone in your household, or does not apply?
Does not apply.
All right, thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Rural? All right, thank you.
Yes.
All right. Alan, this actually concludes our survey, so I do thank you so much for your participation. Keep in mind your opinion is very important, so thank you so much for sharing it, okay? And enjoy the rest of your night, Alan.
Yes.
Take care, sir, okay?
You too.
Good night. Yes. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.